Hey, everybody, welcome in. Thanks for jumping in with us at 97.1 FM. And maybe you're at 1450 AM covering all of our Boundary County listeners, or maybe you're live at North Idaho. We're all live, but at our website at NorthIdahoRadio.com. It's all good, and you already know it's Tuesday. This is Speak Up. My name is Barbara, and I have so looked forward to this program. It's important to me and to many others and to my guest for sure. My guest today is Rebecca Holland. Rebecca is a longtime community resident. She has a business owner for over 30 years and always active in our community. In fact, she was on a city committee for like 8 years and chaired. It was the Bicycle Pedestrian Committee, and she chaired that committee for 5 years. She has lots of experience, and I'm telling you, she is passionate, as are many others, about the gem, the beautiful Traverse Park right here in Sandpoint. That's our topic today. There are big changes planned for Traverse, and Rebecca Holland is here to voice her opinion. So stay with us. We're going to dig into these issues today. We will be right back.
Looking for a great job? Super One Foods in Sandpoint is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $20 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store and ask for Steve or Ryan. And at Super One Foods, they say save time, shop online. Just log on and select your items, then pick up at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. Go to superonefoods.net for Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Ready for a change of pace? The Washington Air National Guard offers high-caliber training in career fields from medical to maintenance and everything in between. Immediately access state tuition assistance and subsidized health insurance, all while serving 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year. Select jobs eligible for a bonus up to $15,000. Contact your local Air National Guard recruiting at 509-981-3217. The Washington Air National Guard. Build a career. Serve your community.
21 Days of Beauty. 21 days with daily beauty steals of up to 50% off. 21 days of slay. 21 days of yay. 21 days of are you kidding me right now? Beauty's biggest event is on now till September 16th at Ulta Beauty. Discover irresistible deals on must-have brands like IT Cosmetics and Fenty Beauty by Rihanna. Plus, new launches from Pat McGrath Labs. Shop in-store, online, or pick up today. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, quiet tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either Dave's Single, Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Medium Frosty, or 10-Piece Nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Ooh, definitely Nuggets
Spicy
and
Chicken
a Frosty.
Sandwich,
Dave's single, and a Frosty for me.
Frosty and a Frosty. Okay, who said Frosty and a Frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Buy One, Get One for a buck.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined in a combo or any other offer.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
All right, everyone, welcome back in. Join me now. Say hello to Rebecca Holland. Rebecca, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
You know, when I introed the show, I gave just a little bit of a look at, you know, your background and that you've had a business here for so many years. Fill that in for our audience. How long have you lived here?
Well, my husband and I moved here in 85 from Ohio. with a five-year-old. And we've been on property we bought out in Sully Valley, built a home, had two more sons, so that's three boys. And they're all Sandpoint High School grads. I started a business. I'm a photographer, and I like working with kids. So it kind of developed into doing all the school districts, school photos and sports and teams and weddings and families and things like that.
I'll bet there are a lot of our listeners that would recognize All Star Photo, your business name that you had. You also, I mentioned you were on a committee, the Bicycle and Pedestrian, I think, committee for the city of Sandpoint. You have really been involved in our community over the last, what does that add up to, almost 40 years?
A lot.
Yeah, a lot. So
that was an important committee, and we were we were appointed by council and would look at some of the various needs of the community, and people would talk to us about that. And we did some good things for sure. The routes that are established, the colored routes, particularly for kids to understand, follow a colored dot through town. We established that, but there's so much more that just has not been done. Yeah. And that's what I really wish we would be seeing when we talk about adding in, you know, building infrastructure in town.
Right.
You know, for the locals. We need more things for the locals that'll make life easier.
And
better.
More paths with a bicycle and walking for the kids to guide them from one point to another. I love the color coding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, kids can understand that. They don't need to understand that all the street names changing, et cetera. And we just don't have anything going through the downtown core that's safe, literally safe. And it was promised that there would be a separated bike lane. But that's another,
but that's
still to come, hopefully.
A promise that hasn't happened yet.
No, it has not. And it really needs to.
Well, let's take our attention. We really want to focus in on Traverse Park. What a gem, what a treasure here in Sandpoint. And I want to begin with all the things that Traverse Park is already, because it is so beautiful. First of all, does everybody understand? It's 18 acres.
Mm-hmm.
It is a huge, beautiful piece of property. So tell us about what is there at Traverse Park now, Rebecca.
Well, Traverse Park wasn't always beautiful. It was once the city dump. And so in 1985... I believe, was the date that the city was given a land water conservation grant to turn it into a park, and specifically for outdoor play, for children's play fields. And it is named after Frank Travers, who's a man who put a lot of time and effort into helping develop baseball fields and softball fields for his children and the children of the community. So that's what it started out to be. And then there's been the addition of a big playground and a shelter, picnic shelter space, and tennis courts, and what else?
Oh, skate park.
Skate park is a real big deal. That was really important some years back, and they're going to enlarge that, and that's very much needed. And add some trees there is one of the things that's been said, hey, we need more, you know, trees are important. So, for keeping things cool and environmentally. So, that's on board. Let's see. You know, it's mostly big fields.
Big fields. There are like three loops, if you look at the map, three big loops that are paved that you can walk around, you can bike, you can run, jog. I guess walking came to my mind first.
Right.
And they keep, I think the at least two of them open even in the wintertime. They keep them cleared. I think the biggest loop that goes around on way past that far field, Great Northern, beyond the Assembly of God Church, which sits in the middle of this great place. They don't keep that one cleared in the winter, which is fine.
because you've got the other loops. The other thing I'd like you to comment on, because this is going to come up in some of the rationale apparently from the city on why the children's area needs to be changed. First of all, they claim, well, it's to bring it into compliance with the ADA. But you know that, it's already compliant, right?
It is. It is the only ADA access playground in Sandpoint. So there is a concrete ramp that comes up into a very sturdy, sturdy area that someone in a wheelchair, a child in a wheelchair, can get up into the upper area and play. And the grounds around it, there's lots of equipment for kids to play on and little kids to bounce on little things. That is cedar chips, and that is ADA compliant if it is maintained. The issue is it really needs a lot more chips brought in, and then there's already rubberized pads at the base of the slides and different things. I'm not opposed at all to upgrades and more additions.
Yes.
There's not been enough little things for little kids, but we have a very sturdy playground, and it would be terrific to add more equipment on, more things, and the community has asked and would like to have a splash pad, which is a summer, basically a big old fancy sprinkler system, you know, to run through. So all of that is great. It's just...
And there's room to do that at the current location where the playground is and the picnic covered shelter area. And we're going to get to all those mature trees. That just is, that's my heart. But there's room to expand where the current, to upgrade and expand the current children's area very easily. There's land there.
Next to it, too.
One
of the things I think is important, too, is this existing playground is set back from the parking area.
Yes.
Enough distance that anybody that's watching a three-year-old doesn't have to worry that they're going to run out there toward the cars. The new location that the city talks about is moving it closer to the to the parking lot. And their future plan to add, I think it's 194 parking spots, would be right up to it. The new plan shows that. I've seen their drawings. So then,
right there where it is currently, just moving all that becomes parking where the tennis courts are.
This is going to the west. This is going toward the concessions building. Would go out. That's where the playground will eventually go if they do this, and then up the parking lot will be extended further to the west and further north.
So
you look at it, comes right up to it. So that would require fencing. That would require, it brings it right up next to the softball field, which is, there's some safety issues involved with this whole idea.
Yeah.
That another thing is if you put a big building in there where they are talking about over the existing playground, then a parent that's sitting at watching their little one play at the playground will not be able to have direct sight over to where there's this new, and it's pretty cool, area for kids to ride their bikes and jump around on features. So if you have a 10-year-old over there, a parent's going to want to watch both ways, but we'll see both children. It's a safety issue. And if you can't see through a building, then that's going to be a problem.
You know, I realize for our listeners, this is difficult. I mean, this conversation is difficult because you have to picture this. You have to know Traverse Park and picture this. But what concerns me, and I know concerns you, is there are so many things wrong with this plan, just straight up. I mean, whether you're a parent or a planner, there's so much about it that doesn't make sense. So before we go into more detail on these really strange changes and proposals, can you tell us what is it that the city is thinking? What would motivate these kinds of decisions that don't make sense? Anybody who actually listens to it and understands it and they go look at the maps, they go, well, why would you do this?
why would you cut down all these beautiful trees and move the kids and put a building between the kids and the bike place? And why would you do that?
That's a great question. I've run that through my head a lot of times. You know, it's a wonderful gift that the Russell family has offered.
Yes.
And, you know, I...
That would be the gift that's to funding
build,
the building.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, $7 million to build a building. And there's thoughts that from what the community's input has been, it would be more tailored toward youth sports. There's a great need for a practice facility, et cetera. But the city didn't really ask the community what to do. It became the city administrator's decision.
Yeah. Jennifer Stapleton.
Exactly. And she has wanted this to be front and center. And therefore, it's been pushed that direction. And unfortunately, council, as they have been doing with many things, have basically rubber stamped whatever she puts to them.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that we're talking about public land and public money. This, you know, that, you know, the $500,000 grant will get matched with $500,000 of city residents' taxes.
And they haven't received that grant yet.
No, it's pending, and there's some complications with all of it. It's been said that they didn't break ground or do a groundbreaking ceremony in July, as was Jennifer Stapleton had told people, because she is saying that there's some supply issues or something regarding getting a new building started. And that could be true. But in addition to that, the city doesn't have a permit to do this, because once you have land that was
designated,
well, it's once you accept this land water conservation grant, it is land must be held into perpetuity for outdoor recreation. So it requires a special permit, and this is a national permit. This goes to the National Park Service, and none of those things happen very fast. Yeah. So I think the whole holdup is there.
And that's for the indoor facility, this building.
Put it anywhere on Traverse Park.
Whether it's north, south, east, west, or tearing out the kids' area. All right, so I think that's important. Mm-hmm. And I think the city needs to respond to that they do not have the special permit from the National Park Service that's needed to build any indoor facility mm-hmm. on this piece of property mm-hmm. specifically. Okay, so that's a big item, and that should be something that is right up front when the council, you know, there, and I'm sure, Rebecca, you too, there are several council members that I interviewed the last time around, and I just really liked them. I liked mm-hmm. what they said, and I don't know them personally per se, but I, you know, I have had opportunity to talk to them, and it just, I don't understand how they can support this without some changes and adjustments. I just don't understand how they can, as you say, rubber stamp this. So that's one of the questions I have. All right, we're up against a break. We're going to take that break right now. When we come back, I want to get into the details with Rebecca about that grant application and the artificial turf that may be a part of that whole process. Oh, my goodness. All right. A lot more coming your way. You are going to be astounded or just, I don't know, upset at what the plans really are. All right, everybody. We'll be right back.
Bondo, you need Bondo.
Bondo fixed the car so you can drive him home.
A Crown Victoria.
Never seen a car with so much chrome.
I took it into Anderson's. Expert paint job, shine like the sun.
Woman now thinks that I am number one.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
Hey, Don Thomas here, speaking on behalf of the Pondere Design Center and our family of stores, Sandpoint Furniture, Carpet One, and Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. But today I'm not here to try and promote your interest in a product for sale, but more to help shine a spotlight on a very serious need in our community, that of suicide awareness. Suicide is a crisis that takes a toll on all of us. Maybe it hasn't affected you personally, but I would guess that a majority of us could tell a story of tragedy involving a friend or family member making that final fatal decision. It's time to make sure anyone in need in our community knows that there are people here who care about them and are here for them when needed. This year's Long Bridge Walk for Hope takes place on Sunday, September 3rd at 5 p.m. Walk for Hope volunteers have gone to great lengths to bring in speakers to connect with our youth, to help bring the light of hope to these individuals. So join us. The time for rhetoric is over. It's time to do something. For more information or to see how to become a sponsor, go to walkforhopesandpoint@gmail.com or call Jennifer at 208-290-8391.
We expect our information in real time. U.S. Med carries continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels. U.S. Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 500 private insurers. So call 800-730-8405 today for a free insurance and Medicare benefits check. As easy as, that's 800-730-8405.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
At Boot Barn, we're driven by everything the cowboy boot stands for. The reliable communities of the West, the hardened values of the cowboy, and the unshakable spirit of all who lead a tenacious lifestyle. Justin boots capture these Western ideals in every pair. Their handcrafted boots are an invitation into the continuing story of the West, open to all who dream of untamed lands and endless Western skies. Justin boots at Boot Barn.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We are talking with Rebecca Holland today. Our topic is Traverse Park. The city of Sandpoint has some, to me, this is Barbara saying, unbelievable plans for Traverse Park. There are all kinds of problems, and a lot of it just doesn't make sense. I know some of these city council people, and I don't understand why they are just rubber stamping this crazy plan. Okay, so let's dig into this issue. There's a grant, a $500,000 grant that they've received or they've applied for, have not received. Okay, and that is to redo the children's area. That could be redone and expanded and improved right where it sits, but they don't want to do that. They don't want to divulge that they are going to destroy 10 huge mature trees. In their grant application, they did not tell the funding agency that there is environmental destruction going on here with these beautiful trees. Is that correct? Yes.
Yes, that's correct. And for a conservation grant, I've just found that kind of shameful.
That is way off the mark. That's shameful for a conservation grant. Not to say, yeah, tell our audience about the trees, because I am just stunned how many and how big and how beautiful they truly are.
Well, the first big one you come right up to, right next to the playground where there's quite a few, there's picnic tables under that people sit and watch the children play. It is a 50-foot tall red oak. And I measured its canopy of shade and at high noon, and it's like 50 foot. It is just a beautiful, beautiful tree. Big, strong tree. There's numerous trees that will go out that are large blue spruces along the walking path that you were talking about, just right there next to, as you go past the little shelter. There's a real sweet crabapple tree that It's got branches that kids can climb up in. And their parents are standing right there watching them. It's all safe, but they're having fun.
I've seen kids do that.
Yeah. It's a beautiful tree.
And it's all grassy underneath. It's safe.
It's safe, of course. Yeah. And then another really large tree is there's a big weeping willow. And I took a tape measure to it, and it measures 76 inches circumference. And it is large.
That's huge. 76 inches in the circumference of this tree.
It's very, very large. And it throws a lot of shade. And with these hot days that we're having, I mean, I've gone over there. And sure enough, under the trees, you see families sitting. I saw a mom with a baby sleeping. You know, I didn't want to disturb her, but I just made me think, she brought her child to a place that was probably way more comfortable than that little kiddo's bed in a hot house at the time.
Yeah.
I don't know, but this is value that you can't replace with, you know, the city said they're going to they take out these trees, they're going to plant three more. Well, you know, those will be 10, 15 foot trees, but nothing has the 30 year growth. Then this is trees that the community paid for and has paid the park service to care for 30 years. So it seems such a disregard of an investment of the community.
Why would you take out 10, at least 10, beautiful, mature, tall, shade-giving trees and say, well, for everyone, in fact, I have a text or an email from Council Lady Kate McAllister who said, oh, but for every big healthy tree we take out, we're going to plant three small ones over here in the new place. Put the building someplace else and put those 10-foot trees, landscaping for that building. Mm-hmm. But don't tear out these trees. Even if the playground wasn't there, I wouldn't want those trees taken out.
Well, exactly.
They're beautiful. You pull into that parking lot and you just get this vista of trees and mountains in the far distance and the soccer fields and the baseball fields. It's just gorgeous. So I think they put that big old building. There are two parking lots, by the way.
Mm-hmm. There's the back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the back parking lot is huge. And I walk Travers a lot. There is almost never anyone parked in that back lot.
I mean, there's 65 car lots, spots back there, and it's totally underutilized.
Completely.
And there's no trees back there. And the fields back there, unfortunately, are not real good. In the spring, the lacrosse group, their tournament, they were unable to use it because they were so sloppy, the fields. So the architects have pointed out that would be a decent location, and then there's another one that they have mentioned. But again, that didn't come to the people to talk about it and decide. And I think that's literally, I mean, I have opinions on where things should go, but what I've asked council to do is just to take a break on this and make this a decision of the people, because this is public land.
To me, it's just more logical. So far, we've covered that they do not have the special permit from the National Park Service that is required to build a building on any of this property, mm-hmm. wherever they think they want to build it. And the other thing is they do not have the $500,000 grant yet. And in that grant application, they did not reveal how many trees were getting destroyed in that application, and that would certainly potentially make a big difference in this grant, this funding source, the conservation aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, in all fairness, the grant application is just for this new playground and splash pad.
Right.
So there's...
But
you
don't
know,
they have to reveal we're also going to cut down these healthy trees? I mean...
But they're taking it to a different location. That will come up when they apply for this other, which they have not yet.
Okay.
They have not actually gone to the next stage. So it's kind of,
But we know they're taking the trees out, and we don't like it. And whatever that next stage is, mm-hmm. it's still going to be wrong and not mm-hmm. right.
Well, the thing, too, is that you know, in 2020, the city had the city finalized a park and recreation master plan, and it was considered to be the 20-year vision for the city, and it had a lot of public input, which is great. What it said about Traverse Park was that the play equipment would remain. That's all it said about the playground, that it was just fine. There was no issues about anything. So it said the playground equipment would remain and that a splash pad was proposed. So that's what the people have wanted. So that's great. And it said they wanted to, quote, preserve the northerly view, end quote. So when you stand there and you look out to the Selkirks and look right out past that whole beautiful area,
yes,
that's the northerly view that the community has wanted to preserve. So I don't get it where going in and putting a 50-foot tall, 38,000 square feet or something, very big building, right there, front and center,
I know,
makes any sense with the community's vision. And so when they kind of manipulate things to say that, well, let's see, how was it put? I made a quote here. Stapleton had said that, Jennifer Stapleton said that some of our original priorities weren't in alignment.
With
how
what?
How in 2 years, 3 years' time, did all of a sudden our alignment of loving a beautiful view change? So that's what I think are inaccurate statements to tell council and get council to pull out a rubber stamp, and they did.
Yeah,
all of them. And I was just like, I like a lot of the people on council. I mean, I like all of them. I can't say I don't like anybody.
Yes.
And I've helped many of them with their elections,
yes,
et cetera. And I've worked with them before and, you know, had good times with them. So this is really kind of, you know, has just, it baffled me, to tell you the truth.
You know, it's completely, I think I understand, you know, this is a big building and this is a big bequest from the Russell family,
mm-hmm,
and they want it to look good. And I just can't believe this great big honker of a building, anybody even, thinks it's going to look good. But, I mean, they can locate this anywhere and make it front and center. It's always going to be front and center.
Well, the two locations, to be honest here, the other two locations that the architect talked about, one bid would be right directly on Pine Street, right there on Traverse. As you go past the parking lot and, you know, before you go down under the underpass.
Oh, yeah.
Right there up on the right,
that
where
corner.
It's the softball field.
Yes.
They were looking at. Well, nobody really likes the idea of losing a softball field.
No.
Okay. So then the other third location would be back at Great Northern, which is the one you referenced,
yes,
with the big parking lot, no trees. It could be, it's a nice location.
It's a great
the building
location.
Would look wonderful tucked over there to the right. And
all those three trees that they're all talking about, for everyone, they think, don't take out the big, healthy, huge 50-foot trees,
yeah,
or that gorgeous willow or all of the beautiful trees, but go do that three-tree landscaping for that in the northern, that northern one.
That's 30 trees.
Yeah.
And
go
if you look
it.
At the cities, they also have, we have master plans for everything, and one is a urban forestry plan that encourages a larger canopy of trees in the whole city. I mean, trees are healthy. And with our environmental issues and just cleaning the air and quieting the space, it's just important to do. So I think that the location that they're talking about should be like the last resort as opposed to their first.
Yes, and I agree.
So I'm hoping people will talk to council, because the city planners aren't listening. They're determined. And I know others have gone in and have talked to them and
See, that's back to my question. Why are they so determined to do this when it is ADA compliant? They could make it, you know, everything that they add better, more of the chips and everything, even do some more landscaping around the kitty area. Mm-hmm. You know, make it even more beautiful, but save what's there mm-hmm. and save those trees. I do not understand, just trees alone, I don't understand the logic. I just cannot see how anybody could in good conscience say, yeah, let's tear all this out. Let's just destroy all this.
Yeah, that's not a North Idaho way of thinking.
No, it isn't. It's, and you know what? It's not even a mid-city, big-city, park, mm-hmm. anything way of thinking. It's not the way planners should be thinking.
True. But so we have a city administrator who thinks that way. And that's why I see this as one of the first big projects to come as we look forward to all these other kinds of things and these redesigns. And the thing is, when it's put out there like this is our vision, when really it's not. The city council, I mean, they're elected by the people, and I feel like their decision making needs to be in the best interest of the established residents and their families and their children, as opposed to, you know, representing new money interests coming in.
Yeah.
There's going to be changes. I get that. But we have
to. But they don't have to be changes that are illogical and not sensitive to the community.
Exactly.
The people who live here and pay the taxes. Well, I don't want to infect you with my cynicism, Rebecca, because you are wonderful. But, it just seems more and more commissions and boards and councils, they by law have to have public opinion and mm-hmm. whatever the surveys are, they do it. But I think many, many times they already know what they're going to do. It's just like, talk your head off. Yeah, we have to listen to you, but we don't have to listen to you. And mm-hmm. we don't have to really incorporate what you're saying into what our decisions are. I'm totally cynical on that, so I'm sorry.
And some
but
of that, I'm sorry
you
say
just
too.
See it. It's like they want you just to go away and shut up, you know. Just let us do our thing. We got the power. Okay, well, anyway, we're up against a break. We're going to take that. This is our last break. When we come back, we have got more for you about Travers and really, ladies and gentlemen, what you can do. It's never too late. This is what you can do coming up.
The Habitat for Humanity's very own ReStore in Sandpoint has been a long-time go-to source for new and used building supplies, furniture, appliances, electrical, plumbing, windows, doors, and so much more. Everything you need for all your home building and remodeling projects. Prices are 50% lower or more than most retail outlets. Stop by the ReStore in Sandpoint on Baldy Park Drive next to Miller's Country Store. Visit them at iphfh.org. Weekend Hoe Excavation and Hauling is dedicated to help make your vision a reality. They offer complete site work for residential and commercial properties. From land clearing, road installs, pad preps, and site utilities, Weekend Hoe Excavation will be there each step of the way. Licensed, bonded, and insured, serving Sagal to Clark Fork for over 20 years. To learn more about what Weekend Hoe Excavation can do for you, visit them on the web, weekendhoeexcavation.com.
How did you sleep last night? I'm Jody for Sandpoint Furniture. We know that shopping for a mattress can be confusing and sometimes stressful. Here at Sandpoint Furniture, we will take time to fit you with the perfect sleep system. Whether it's for the master bedroom, a guest room, or maybe something for the kiddos, we carry 30 different models to choose from, and most are in stock at our location in Ponderay. Our showroom is designed for you to try all of our mattresses in a comfortable, no-pressure environment. Sandpoint Furniture, your local sleep expert since 1945.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
At Boot Barn, we're driven by everything the cowboy boot stands for. The reliable communities of the West, the heart and values of the cowboy, and the unshakable spirit of all who lead a tenacious lifestyle. Justin boots capture these Western ideals in every pair. Their handcrafted boots are an invitation into the continuing story of the West, open to all who dream of untamed lands and endless Western skies. Justin boots at Boot Barn.
Cookie wants to be a professional wrestler.
I'm Cookie Serratos, and I'm 11 years old.
She also wants to win all the medals. That's why Cookie and her family make every day count, squeezing out her best with Go-Go Squeeze.
Okay, Cookie, let's break for a Go-Go Squeeze.
Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added.
Go, Cookie!
Because when you nurture your kids, you squeeze out the best in them. Squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze. Not a low-calorie food. Products range from 11 to 13 grams of sugar and 60 to 70 calories per serving.
KBFI 1450. KSPT 1400 and 97.1 FM.
All right, everyone, as always, we've got it going on here for you at the Speak Up Table every Tuesday, coming to us at 97.1 FM, 1450 AM, and always NorthIdahoRadio.com. Welcome in again, talking with Rebecca Holland. Rebecca has been with this community for many, many years, was a business owner for over 30 years, and participated and still participates in local government. So, Rebecca, I'm just so grateful for you being on the radio, and also for you're the one going to these meetings and speaking up and pushing back. So I want to spend the rest of our time that we have talking about what our listeners can do. If there's any part of this that you're concerned about, I can't believe everybody listening to our voices is not super upset about the trees. And then you're super upset about the kids losing this beautiful established area. Yeah, they can build something new, but it'll never be like what's there that they could expand and improve on. So what can people do? Who can they call?
Well, I think contacting the mayor, Mayor Shelby, and council, any council person that
all
you know.
All the council people, yeah.
And all of their email addresses are online. And do a group email to them if you wish. But let them know how you feel.
Yes.
That will move them toward thinking about this.
Yes. Because it's not too late.
No, it's never too late.
And grants, these are all not happening yet, and there's a lot of options for changing the plan. Even the architects have got other plans.
Well,
the
architects are going to come in and advise them, and the city will make choices. But, I've gone to council, like, I think 5 times now, and each and every time I have finished with just saying, hey, you know, it's never too late to do the right thing.
Yes.
You know, bring this to the people to talk about this. Let's make a good decision. We want to honor the building that the Russell family wants to do for the community.
Well,
but let's
of course.
Talk about where location is the deal. Secondly, let's improve our playground. Yes, of course. And let's do this and let's do that. Let's do things that are practical, as opposed to this kind of pie in the sky kind of things. Because this other playground, honestly, when I saw that it was going to be like all artificial grass, and there's the design shows that there's going to be like plastic logs to climb on, et cetera, and give it a theme of Into the Woods. To me, that was just like,
Really
got to be kidding.
That's laughable.
Well, it kind of was.
Yeah.
And so at the same time, take out all a bunch of trees and put in a bunch of smaller trees around it. So it's like, that's not North Idaho.
And it's not just a bunch of trees. These are 50-foot, 30-year-old, huge, beautiful, huge canopies. They grace this area of the park. And there are other trees in the park, though. There are tons of open fields and open spaces. This is the area. It's like mm-hmm. a forest. It's just beautiful. And it's the way you enter in to the park.
Well said. You said it much better than I.
No. But that's like at the top of my list, mm-hmm. the trees. They have to be preserved. And I can't believe anybody wants to cut them down. Cut them down, like, I'm sorry, Kate, but Kate McAllister sent in an email to me, yeah, we're going to cut them down, but we're going to plant three other little ones, you know, someplace else. I'm like, well, that's not a good deal. All right, so what
about her and everyone else know by email.
Exactly.
And then they can also, another really...
What about Jennifer Stapleton? Well, she's not elected, but how do we get in touch with her email?
Well, you can call her, but I know people have gone in and talked to her, and she just... She's sticking to her story. It's council that can make the decision to change.
Okay.
And by going to a council meeting, and I wanted to mention this.
Yes.
So the next council meeting is on Wednesday, September the 6th at 5:30 at City Hall, which is on Lake Street.
What time?
Anyone can go in there. Oh, it starts at 5:30, and anyone can go in there, city residents, county residents, and have an opportunity, 3 minutes, to speak on any subject that is not on the agenda. So if this is not on the agenda, and I don't think it will be, it's not up yet, but even if it's on the agenda, you can speak then. But you have 3 minutes. You go in and you sign a little paper that says, I'd like to speak about this subject, and they will call you up. And there you are. You're looking directly at the mayor and the six council people, all listening for 3 minutes, and you can express how you feel about this.
Yes.
And they will simply thank you for your comment. There's no dialogue that goes on.
No, there's never dialogue. And they also don't, they've learned how to not look like anything.
It is sometimes feels
a little
zombie, deer in the
little,
headlights.
Yeah, that's
look.
You're so kind. See, I'm like seeing zombies.
No. It's just like, you know, they look and they, and, but yeah. I can tell, I know them and I know certain individuals there look very attentive, and they care.
I know,
there's
too.
Others that kind of just want to look down at their paper and wish I'd go away.
Yeah. But, so Wednesday, September the 6th mm-hmm. at 5:30 in the afternoon at City Hall, sign up 3 minutes. 3 minutes is a nice chunk of time. Mm-hmm. It's organize your thoughts, read it if you have to. Have your bullet points. Don't mm-hmm. go up and just kind of, you know, wing it. It won't be, you won't use the time as effectively. You don't have to feel like you have to use big words or be really articulate. Just say what you want to say, but have it in front of you so you can just get it out.
Recently, a mom, last council meeting I went to, a mom was there with her three little children. She had a little kiddo on her back, so she was kind of swaying to keep him happy, and the other two kind of hung out around her knees. And she spoke very passionately about she herself having grown up and played at Travers and seen its development and what it meant, and was not pleased with the city's plan.
Yeah.
You know, if more and more people came forward like that, I think they need to listen. And there's these developments that are coming forward that I'm making public, because otherwise it just seems like it's just a project that's just in the wings, and it's all going to be just fine, like they want to tell you it is.
It's not fine. What about the petition? If you have a petition, how do we sign that?
Well, I started a petition by simply going over to the park to parents, and I have over 100 signatures just from parents. I kind of quit through the summer because it got way too hot, but I've resurrected it again.
Can people call you or...
Well, you should try to see me on
just,
the street. Maybe I'll just go out to Traverse Park a lot.
There you go.
And hang out again, because I love it being there.
That would be
great. And we are, I have a friend that said that she'd put it online.
Oh, excellent.
And you could do it online, but as of this moment, I don't have that done.
Get it online and
let you know.
Put it through Facebook and let me know, and I'll announce it here on the radio.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
And I'll sign it today. Yeah. All right, Rebecca Holland, thank you so much for being with us. What a great program. What a great cause. Don't cut down those trees, all right? That's it for today. Listen, It's a praise and a blessing. I'm off for the next 2 weeks. I get to travel to Israel. But come on back September 19th. My guest will be Dr. Ames Smith. He's a breast cancer specialist right here in Sandpoint, just in time for Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October. So until September 19th, this is Barbara saying take care of yourselves and each other, and may God richly bless you, my friends.